Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Last year, we launched an Advent challenge together and raised an incredible $1 million to spread the rosary. Thanks to your generosity, the number of people receiving and praying the rosary has more than tripled, and we're now reaching hearts in 150 countries worldwide. Thank you. We couldn't have done it without you. Because of last year's success, four generous couples have stepped forward with an extraordinary opportunity. They will match every dollar donated up to $1 million. Together, we can raise $2 million to reach even more souls. Imagine the impact. Together, we can triple or even quadruple the number of people praying the rosary, bringing countless more to Jesus through Mary this Christmas season. Will you join us again? Click donate below this episode's transcript and just follow the prompts. Let's continue this mission of spreading hope, prayer, and the love of Christ through Mary. Let's bring more people to Jesus through the rosary. So, let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. When you read the letters of St. Paul in the Bible, if you pay attention, you'll notice that he's always fighting against keeping the rules and rituals of the Mosaic Law. Now, I'm not talking about the Ten Commandments. What Paul is against is the Mosaic Law that says, if you're not circumcised, or if you eat bacon, or mow the lawn on Saturday, you're going to hell. Like, for example, take this passage from the fifth chapter of his letter to the Galatians. He says, brothers and sisters, for freedom Christ set us free. So stand firm and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. It is I, Paul, who am telling you that if you yourselves get circumcised, Christ will be of no benefit to you. Once again, I declare to every man who has himself circumcised that he is bound to observe the entire law. Basically, Paul is saying, look, Jesus set you free from the obligation to follow all the Mosaic rules. You don't have to get circumcised anymore. You don't have to avoid eating pork. And you don't have to follow all those rules about ritual cleanliness. Which makes sense. It must have been nice for the early Christians not to have to worry about all that stuff anymore. But Paul doesn't say that it's more convenient to free yourself from those old rules. He says it's absolutely necessary. He says that if people do insist they have to keep following these outdated Mosaic codes, Christ will be of no benefit to you. Now that seems pretty strong. Why would St. Paul say it that way? Why does he present Christ as the way of freedom, especially since Christ gives us a lot of difficult commandments, while the old system is the way of slavery? The answer is this. The old system is the way of slavery because it is the way of externals and status. And nothing is more enslaving than that. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus often had run-ins with people who thought their salvation and their status was found in rituals, in externals. And Jesus was also vehement that this was the wrong way to go. In the Gospel of Luke, we read, a Pharisee invited him to dine at his home. He entered and reclined at table to eat. The Pharisee was amazed to see that he did not observe the prescribed washing before the meal. And the Lord said to him, "Oh, you Pharisees, although you cleanse the outside of the cup and the dish, inside you are filled with dead man's bones. You fool." Pretty strong, right? Hard to know what to say after that. Everybody must have just munched their hummus pretty quietly at that meal. But look, this was the problem with the Pharisees. It's what led them to miss the Messiah, to forfeit the fulfillment of all the promises. They were worried about externals, the outside of the cup and dish. And they were worried about status. Jesus said they loved the place of honor at banquets and the most important seats in the synagogue. And if you are enslaved to externals, to rituals, to status, it will be hard to conform yourself to Christ. It will be hard for the Savior to set you free from your bondage. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The most obvious kind of slavery to externals and status happens in a worldly context. We all struggle with it, but to the extent that we are enslaved to externals and status, to that extent, Christ will profit us nothing, as St. Paul says. So, what you should do is figure out the kind of external and status you're most enslaved to, and then try to get free. So, are you preoccupied with looking good physically? Is that the external you try to build your status on? Then wear something that doesn't flatter you, or don't put on makeup. Don't spend time each day picking out your outfit. Are you preoccupied with your grades or your GPA? Then take a class in something you're not good at, where you might not get an A, and don't worry if you don't. Just enjoy learning. Or are you preoccupied with winning in your business or field, or your profession, or with money or the stuff money can buy, or your car or the way your house looks? Then invite people over and don't clean up before they come. In fact, it's always made sense to me that, you know, if you invite people over, they make a mess out of things. Why not just clean up after they go? Or make sure the next car you buy is totally nondescript. And give the money you were going to spend in addition to the poor. Or are you preoccupied with your influence? Then take a break from social media. Or maybe you pride yourself on your cool job or the company you've started or how many people work for you. And figure out the least impressive way to describe your job and describe it that way to everyone from now on. See, we have to fight the tyranny of externals and status. Christ has unlocked the prison cell, but it's up to us whether or not we will walk out or just stay trapped inside. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The Jewish religion of the Pharisees had become a religion of status based on externals. They were the special people. They had the special genes. And they proved their specialness. They proved that they were better than anyone else by doing a lot of special stuff nobody else did. And that became more important to them than love of God and love of neighbor. So look, any of us can fall into that trap. We can get caught up in religious externals, badges of loyalty, status. Do we style ourselves social activists who work for the poor and the oppressed the way Jesus would have wanted? Do we style ourselves traditionalists who work for reverence in the liturgy, or for the unborn, or for the sanctity regarding sexuality and family life the way the church teaches? That's all fine and well. It's good, actually. But when it becomes about status and tribalism and external tokens of being on the right side, and most importantly, when it feeds a sense that we are somehow superior to other people not in our group, well, then that becomes death. Then we become whitewashed tombs, which appear clean on the outside, but inside we're full of rot and dead men's bones. Only if you're really aware of your own deep sinfulness, and only if you have a deep love for God and neighbor, only then will you be free for life in Christ. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Jesus doesn't offer freedom from a to-do list. That's not what St. Paul was worried about. Jesus offers freedom from a slavish concern for externals and status. So what is freedom? Freedom is pursuing the good without worrying about how you look or how you rate. Freedom is self-forgetfulness and the peace of being able to serve God and neighbor without being distracted by self-image or about how we compare with others. Freedom is to be free from comparison. Comparison is slavery and death. It's a blessed freedom, and most of us are a long way from it. But tell the Savior that it's what you want, and He will bring you there. So what's a good resolution to take away from this meditation? I actually like the little quote by G.K. Chesterton, where he said, "I break all the conventions and I keep all the commandments." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, I'm afraid that people have the wrong idea about us, that we only talk about religious things.
You know, that is kind of true. I noticed we were just on this beautiful pilgrimage, and I remember having my earbuds in and talking with people intermittently. And I would go into this beautiful conversation where they'd be like, I love the example you're setting and all of these things. And then I would quietly press pause on the metal music that was blaring in my ears. But I've had many conversations with people where they assume that I only listen to praise and worship music.
Nothing against praise and worship music, but it's certainly not the limit of what we listen to or talk about.
I think we can
about.
Find God in all things, even the things where he's not explicitly talked about.
Yeah.
Because it's God's world.
Yeah. You know, so I was wondering, what do you think are the best and worst band names?
Oh my gosh.
The best and worst.
Best. So we've talked about this a little bit. I think the worst band name you can have is just your own name. That sucks. I hate it. I would rank it in this way. You've got band names that you hear them for the first time and you're just like, that I have to know more. That's just that. I wish I'd thought of that. That's so fun. Then you have band names that are just doing their job. You're like, it's not bad, but I think that band names that fall under that second category for me are stuff like, it's the White Stripes, it's the Doors. It's not, actually the Doors is kind of bad. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah. I thought that was a bad name.
But then that's just bad. That's just, it's embarrassing to say your name to people. Or if you think about it a little bit, you're like, that's no good.
So what do you think are the best band names?
Best band names.
I mean, I have, there's a few that I like.
You start. I've got to think of some bands.
Well, I think some of the best band names, The Killers.
Why The Killers?
It's a cool name. Or The Clash.
The Clash is great. Oh, I think band names that you just know exactly what the band is great. Rage Against the Machine. They nailed it. It's their mission. It's their passion. It's their fire. It's Rage Against the Machine. I think that's so, so fitting.
I like the name Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah. That gives you the exact impression of what their band is.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm scrolling through my playlist now. I think I love Eric Clapton, but Cream is a terrible band name.
Cream is a terrible band name.
Led Zeppelin, I think we're so used to it, but I don't think the name is good.
The name was terrible.
I think I'm against all of the 60s band names that are just the Doors, the Turtles, the Who, that sort of, The Police, I'm sorry. Deep Purple doesn't hit me very well.
These are bad names.
I'm looking for the good ones, I promise. I'm really trying to look.
You know, it's amazing the number of good bands that have bad names.
Let me think.
I mean, great names. Radiohead.
Radiohead is so good.
Audioslave.
Soundgarden.
Soundgarden. Not the greatest band. Great name. Great name, Metallica.
Metallica.
You know, I like the name Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses is good. Guns N' Roses.
Dumbest name ever, Def Leppard. I love Def Leppard. In 1983,
yeah.
Def Leppard was my favorite band in 1983. Stupid name. Stupid name, R.E.M.
R.E.M., yeah. You know, I'm looking and I realize a lot of band names, I've just gotten used to them, but I don't think they just stand on their own, you know?
You know, I never liked them, but it's a good name, Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones.
That's a decent name.
Yeah. There's a new band that they're called Cleopatrick, and that one always gets, because it's just fun to tell people, oh, have you heard of Cleopatrick? You know?
Favorite band. Come on, our favorite band. I do like their name as well.
Nothing More?
Nothing More.
Nothing More. You know, they have a song in their first album, or maybe it's their second album, where they say the name, and I wonder if it's where it comes from. I should look up where that name originally came from. Actually, the origin of the name 21 Pilots is really interesting.
You know, I don't like the origin story.
Really? I think it's such a cool story.
Well, remind me.
It was something along the lines of a book or a play in which they talked about this moral conundrum of someone who was producing airplanes, and they knew that if they did such and such thing, then 21 pilots would die or something like that. It's sort of a catch-22 decision-making kind of name. I'd have to look into the story again, but it has a cool moral implication and thought.
So, okay, give me your top three, your personal top three bands.
Top three bands or top three band names?
Bands.
Bands. My top three bands, Law Dispute.
Oh, that's actually a good name.
And it comes from a really unique, I think, old play as well, a very niche play. Nothing More.
Only two?
No, well, I'm asked this so often, and I'm always trying to pick bands that I think I like entire albums by them, and that's very difficult.
My favorite band from the 80s was a Canadian band called Triumph.
How do you feel about the name?
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's not bad. And it's not really, you know, like clever.
Yeah. You know,
fantastic.
It's embarrassing, but accurate, and very fitting. I love My Chemical Romance. And I think the name is fitting and edgy and emotional for the time it came out of.
That's a great name,
but
My Chemical Romance.
Here's a band with a perfect name and a fantastic band, Silent Planet. Based off of the C.S. Lewis story.
Yeah.
Has such a cool metal sound to it. I love being like, I'm going to go see Silent Planet.
Yeah.
That one really resonates and fits. There's something about it.
Hey, lastly, have you been playing your new guitar?
I have been. I've been gone for the last 10 days, but I've been playing my new guitar.
I've listened to a lot of lead guitar in my life. And that new guitar you have,
it sounds like nothing I've ever heard. The tone on its own is... I can't even describe it.
There will be electric guitars in heaven. And you'll get to play them forever.
And hopefully I'll be better then.
Just think of who you'll get to play guitar with in heaven. We have to...
I think heaven might be a little light on guitarists.
We need to
It's
pray.
Sort of fitting through the eye of a camel situation.
Yeah, I know.
We need to pray
for them to make it to purgatory and then pray them through purgatory. Yeah. Some great guitarists. Yeah. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you. I hope the people don't feel too left out with this one.
Well, they need to get up to speed with their bands.
No, we all just have to broaden our horizons.
And let's be apostles of friendship. Good conversation. Yeah, you can't be friends if you don't have broad horizons.
Yeah, bring me the horizon. Okay, band name.
I didn't like it. Share this with others.
You know the worst band name? Probably the Funderburgers.
I've never really given you crap about it, but it's terrible.
We give ourselves crap about it.
That one's terrible.